Great Basin Brewing Company now has beer bread.
It's been in my head ever since I heard about it.
I love beer bread.
I'm going to get some today. Yeah. Try it out.
You're going to get some today?
Yeah.
All right. Beer bread for everybody. Set them up. Well, we didn't really have a chance to do any Nevada news, and I do like to do a little bit of that, especially since right here it hits really home because Evelyn Mount... At her home on Friday morning, the dancers came, they tapped, they strutted, they kicked, they somersaulted, and Evelyn, she's 85 years old, swayed to the music and watched the show. And they did it all for her. She is quite the star here in Reno. She collects money. She operates the community outreach food bank, collects money, food, all year long in her garage. She's done it for the last 35 years. And they had children out there. They were dressed like chickens and wooden spoons, wicker baskets. Woo, that's kind of fun. And they were just honoring her, Evelyn Mount, for cool. all of her hard work for 35 years collecting food and money for the hungry in our own community. Donations are really slow this year. So if anybody
were you
can
there?
Help. No, but I heard about it. Because I've donate.
People danced up like chickens and danced. I just kind of immediately thought
me,
of you.
Huh? Yeah. The chicken with the butt. got the booty back there. her garage is lined. Her shelves are stacked, but she can always use more. Each year, Truckee Meadows residents arrive day after day with carloads of food. And she just helps everybody before the holidays. She offers it up. She's been doing it 35 years. Yay, Evelyn Mount. You are a stud and a star right here in our community. I love it that they did something nice for her.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, speaking of, because, you know, we got Halloween coming up and everything.
Yeah. Did you like Halloween when you were a kid?
It's my favorite day.
Me too. I just loved it.
I still love it to this day.
I don't know if it was the candy or the racing around in
no,
the dark.
No, it's the dressing up that I love.
Dressing up didn't matter to me.
Oh, I love that.
I'd wear the same Zorro costume for
oh,
6 years.
Zorro, were you? Zorro was one of my favorites.
Mask was off in about one house and
yeah,
then I was
I'm
just
sure.
sprinting.
You were just stuffing your face full of candy.
No, just sprinting.
See it. I love it. I've always said that if I ever got married, I'd get married on Halloween. I mean, can you imagine the pictures?
What kind of guy are you going
to
marry?
I mean, you're really going to forget who came to your wedding, but I think that's
if
okay.
If everybody has masks on, you might end up married to the wrong one.
Well, that could be fun. A Reno Alert ID offering free app downloads that provide information about whether neighborhoods are safe for trick-or-treating or not. This is a new thing. This Alert ID is so fantastic.
Like the registered sex offenders?
Exactly.
Oh, gotcha.
All you have to do is you can check your area. And they'll tell you if you should be considering trick-or-treat in your area, in your neighborhood, good or not. And they'll tell you which neighborhoods are good. It assesses the threat level of any neighborhood in Nevada based upon the number of registered sex offenders living in the area, as well as crimes, you know, like shootings, burglaries, break-ins, fights. So they assess all that. It's really important to know where the crimes are happening. Might want to steer clear of those areas altogether. It's a free service, and it's available to anyone in Nevada, and it's expanding all over the country now. You know, we had Sheriff Haley in here, and this is one of his programs. So if you'd like to participate, it's a free service designed to keep you and your family safe, and just click on alertid.com.
Generally, the parents go with the kids nowadays, so I don't know.
Well, we always went, or my brother went. We never went out. I never went out by myself.
I did.
You did?
Shoot,
well,
I wouldn't have wanted my parents.
You mean that was when you were 14 and you were
no,
still trick-or-treating?
No, when I was a little kid, I didn't want them along because I was running.
Well, you were just something else, weren't you? I bet you were hard to manage.
Me and Bobby Byrne, we'd run right by the houses that had lineups because we didn't want to wait. We just zoom on to the next one. We were flying.
He just made up that name, I'm sure.
Bobby
Byrne
yeah.
was my
Bobby
best
Byrne.
Friend.
Yeah, whatever.
Little.
Is he still your best friend, Bobby Byrne?
I don't even know where he is.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, best friend, huh? Yeah,
well,
sure.
Gosh, I was
Michigan, right?
I was like 10, you know?
Well, did you live in you know, when I lived in Michigan, because we've talked about that, we all both come from Michigan, same town, actually. But there were rural areas, and we lived out in the rural area. So we had to be driven in because the houses were, you know, it was two miles in between each house. You must have lived in a neighborhood.
Yeah. You know, one of the funnest Halloweens I ever had was as an adult when I took my daughters trick-or-treating. And we went with the next-door neighbor who was the city commissioner who had two boys exactly the same age as my girls. And when I trick-or-treated with the city commissioner, I found out there's another whole level of trick-or-treating. Every time we trick-or-treated at a house, they'd come out and they'd say, "Hey, Roy, and they'd give us a shot of something.
Oh.
I could barely make it home after trick-or-treating with Roy.
And how old were you, 13 then?
No, I'm telling you, I was an adult.
Oh, yeah, you said adult. Yeah, I figured 13. Really? Yeah,
yeah,
that is
so
fun.
That neighborhood had a tradition of giving a shot to the adults.
Wow, I bet
you can only do that so many houses, right?
That's a lot of sugar time you get home. I have to say my funnest was also as an adult. It was right here in Reno. And there was a Jamie James, who was from the Frisco Follies, and he was living here in Reno. And I interviewed him when I worked on KOLO. And he was just a fun guy. Looked like David Bowie. What a kick. Just a really nice guy. And he did Betty Davis. He did Cher. I mean, he was phenomenal. Dance. He was great. And his home was right here in Reno. And down in his basement, he had costumes you wouldn't even... I mean, the whole place was filled with costumes and wigs and masks. And, oh, my gosh, so much stuff. So we were all going to go out for Halloween, and I happened to have him on my show. And he said, well, come down, and I'll get you dressed up. And I said, oh, my goodness. Well, I was Elvira.
Oh, no.
And I am not the type to be showing my cleavage.
Right.
I've always been a little, as you've noticed, there's no nothing hanging out here. I've always been a little modest. Well, that one night, he fixed me up, and I looked so gorgeous. My cleavage hanging out. We went out, me and seven of my closest friends, and Jamie James had the time of our life. I think me and my best girl got...
Probably started out with six friends.
10 in the morning.
Picked up another two.
What about 15 by the end of the night? And then there was just me and her because it was 10 a.m. in the morning. And her husband.
What?
Yeah. Her husband came and picked us up because we could forget 10
a.m.
10 a.m.
What the heck were you doing all that time?
Well, what do you think? Just what do you think? I mean, everything you can think we were probably doing. We had a blast. And I came in second in the contest and got a whole big crate of this top-notch champagne.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, was it fun. Had a blast.
Till 10 a.m. You know, once midnight hits, it's no longer Halloween.
Oh, yeah, it was, though. I mean, it was the day after Halloween. We were still... I don't think I ever had so much attention in my entire life. Everybody wanted to dance with Elvira. It was so fun. Still remember, hey, if you're out there, what was it? Oh, I know. It was a criminal, a gangster. Came in.
Yeah.
Good looking.
Oh, no. You hooked up with the gangster.
I hooked up with the gangster. And if you're out there, it was me.
Why do y'all all want the bad
boy? Me. Because it's a swinging good time, baby. Fun and exciting. Okay, what else? I have this thing. What I figured this would kind of sum up our, since it is Halloween coming up on Monday, what's scaring Americans? An America hurries down the haunted trail towards Halloween. Scariness is everywhere. Ominous is omnipresent.
Is this your scary voice?
So many real...
There you go.
So many real and imagined aspects of the future are frightening. On the right, Patrick Buchanan.
I like that.
Will America Survive? His latest book, 2025, howls about pending national death. On the left, occupiers. Riled by Wall Street and war and waste, take to the streets like outraged ninjas and zombies. How spooky is America at the moment, you may ask? Let me count the ways. First of all, the top thing that Americans find scary, illegal immigration. With 11 plus million illegal immigrants in the U.S., assassination, assimilation, integration, and intermarriage with ethnic identity, cultural separatism, and historical revisionism. So that's the number one, illegal immigration. Half of those unemployed.
Is this a survey? I mean, who decided this?
No, this is the scariest stuff in America right now.
Okay.
It's Halloween. Unemployment. You don't find that scary?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you will soon, won't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know, I heard. Uh-huh. Pretty soon you'll be one of those.
November 30th.
Unemployed. The recession has caused major changes in lifestyle. Half have reduced spending on food so much it has imparted day-to-day life. I mean, so much. People have cut down on groceries.
I'm not seeing a whole lot of people who have cut back on the food. Are you?
Yeah, well, you're probably in the wrong neighborhood. Aging. Does this scare you?
Mm-hmm.
White-haired man. More than 30% of Americans are more afraid of getting Alzheimer's than other diseases. 62% admit to not even knowing much about the disease. But everybody is afraid of it.
They probably have been told about it, but they've forgotten.
Well, I think a lot of people's parents have it. They forgot. Okay, that was funny.
Gotcha.
You did. You really did. And I didn't even see it coming. What do they call it? Blindsided me? The next one is obesity. Hey, I'm not done here. This is the first generation that could possibly outlive its parents. Clothing is getting bigger. Chairs are getting wider. The other one is disease. The recent movie Contagion shows the world is recently a scary place where what we consider insignificant microscopic bugs can merge, mutilate, and bring an end to us all.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Thanks for joining us on Broadview. Please be safe on Halloween. This is KBZZ, Reno Sparks.